Knox College football was a winner last night, by the way. They didn't play a game. Good morning. It is 8:42 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Arida, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Knox head coach Damon Tomeo joins us each and every Friday morning. We'll talk some football. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. It's great to be here. It's a nice, brisk morning. 6:30 this morning. Guys are on the field. Temperature on the field. I wish it was 63, but closer to 36.
Yeah. Is there actually frost on the turf?
Well, there's frost on the turf. There's frost on the equipment.
Yeah.
So the bags and stuff have a little layer on them. We're waiting for that sun to come up and get that off.
Does the turf get a little bit slick with frost? Or
it's not too bad. With the cleats on, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
But, you definitely, one of those mornings, you're like, ooh, I think we went from fall to winter in 24 hours.
Absolutely. Yep. And it's not going to be a whole lot better. But game, it will be tomorrow afternoon, slightly better, but still, low to mid-40s is all you're going to see, maybe up into the 50s.
Well, hopefully we hit a 50. That would be nice to hit a 50. But 1 o'clock, the sun will be out, and we'll be ready to play some football.
You'll be in Grinnell, Iowa. Well, I want to mention last night, and thanks to you and your quarterback's coach, Wes Graham, helping out Discovery Depot Children's Museum, the Booze and Brews event. You guys, guest bartending. A little competition with you and those guys from over there a few miles over that wear the red. And boy, what a dominant performance by the Prairie Fire.
Well, it was just fun opportunity to support a great business in our community. My daughter loves the Discovery Depot, and when they reached out and asked us to come and help them and anything we can do for groups like that, I just love to help and be a part of it. So I'm so thankful for this community, and we had a good time last night. Nice work by the Discovery Depot and for all those that were in attendance.
Absolutely. All right. So last week, Lake Forest, again, I mean, and this was a kind of an interesting one in that you've struggled rushing the football this season, but Lake Forest wasn't a whole lot better in that respect, but you still, passing wise, I guess that was more the difference in that game.
Well, we knew they had a returning all conference quarterback, Jagan Cleary at the helm, and he showed it last Saturday. He's a very good player, probably be all conference again this year. Looking at the South Division for sure. He can play now. He can sling it. But we played okay on defense, stopping the run. Gave a couple passes that, that senior quarterback is going to give you. Bright spot, though, on our offense, we've got Ty Straw running the ball. He came back off of injury and had a good showing, and it was good to see him moving. Our backup quarterback gets to slot back over to the wide receiver position as our starting quarterback comes back this week. I don't think Grinnell's listening to this broadcast, so we'll just announce it. But it's nice to have Jake Amaro back at quarterback. That'll give us another weapon there on offense. And we're getting healthier, which has been our big issue right now. We're getting healthier, and it'll be nice to see more of our parts back on the field tomorrow at Grinnell.
Well, nice to see. And you mentioned Ty Straw being back, averaged just over 5 yards a carry, which is nice to see in his return.
That was his first game back, and we see fresh legs. But, we haven't had that this season. And that's a challenge for us has been the injury bug. But at the end of the day, our guys got to play, and when they've had their opportunity, like Ty coming back, he did very, very well. So,
1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, take a bus trip out to Grinnell. But this is not one. It's, a couple of hours, a little more than a couple hours, so you'll leave in the morning for that one.
Get up in the morning, eat something, get on the bus, get up to Grinnell by 1, play a game. And one of our alums, some people might remember, Drew Sherman, kind of in that late 90s era, running back, Hall of Fame, actually feeds our team after the game at his house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, cool. Neat event. And it's kind of that whole family atmosphere that we talk so much about. But Drew brings everybody over. Last year, Drew, or 2 years ago, I should say, Drew, they ran out of food. It's a football team.
Yeah, you got to remember that. You're feeding a football team. And honestly, any college athletes, but football, there's a few more guys than some of the other sports.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So in talking with him and his wife this past week, we said there was 60 guys that travel with us. That's like 100 guys when you're feeding them. And, we got that, and plus everyone else. So they're planning to feed 140 people that show up off the 80-man bus that when we get there. But they said last night they made over 100 pounds of Sloppy Joes.
Wow.
100 pounds. So I just still don't think it's enough.
Well, yeah, we'll find out, though.
We'll find out on Saturday. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, nobody will go hungry anyway, though.
No, we always got food. It'll be a great time. It'll be great to see a lot of our alums, and then our families will show up to that, too. And it's a great time for us in Grinnell. We usually have more people there in attendance than Grinnell does.
What do you expect from the Pioneers?
They're young this year. Jeff Peterson, the same head coach, been at Grinnell for some time. He's one of the best offensive coordinators in the conference. Respect the heck out of him and the job he had to do there. But he brought in a really good freshman class, and a lot of them are playing. So they got 5 freshman starters on offense, and including the quarterback. So they've had some challenges there, but there's some talent there. But as they get to the midway point of the season, they played Monmouth last week. And they're just starting to get a little beat up, and you can see that. So they got a really good tackler on their defense. Their middle linebacker leads near the country in tackles. He does consistently, and he's a guy that we have to know where he's at all the time. So it should be a good matchup for us, and we just got to go up there and do what we can do.
with a freshman quarterback, which you've gone through this as well, are you expecting them to run the ball more? Or, I mean, is it a case for you on defense? Are you going to try to put even more pressure on the QB?
We're going to put some pressure on him. We're going to give him some different looks in coverage and just make him make the decisions back there. They're trying to protect him and not have him run around too much and just let him throw it. But when you give him some looks, it gets tough for him. I mean, he's a freshman. And, you know, how much has he seen in just 5-6 games playing in college? So a couple looks should be good for us. Just excited to get back on the road and to go play a game.
All right. So, Grinnell, coming up tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff. If you can get up that way, it's not too far. A nice little drive up into, across I-80 and then a little bit north there, a little more than a couple hours away. So, next week, we won't be meeting, next week because, I will be gone. I'm not going to put you through that next week. So,
you've got
the Blue Boys from IC coming up to, the No-Show Bowl next Saturday afternoon. What are they doing this year?
Well, IC started out with a little bit of a struggle early in the season. Their non-conference schedule, Rhodes-Holman, a couple opponents that, and I think they're trying to figure out who they are on offense. I think they've got themselves back under control now, and they're kind of hitting their stride in the middle point of the season. So we just started peeking at them. We haven't seen too much of them yet. We'll work on them a little bit today and obviously on Sunday, getting ready for next week. But on Knox's campus next week is our homecoming.
Oh.
So we'll be busy around Galesburg and the surrounding areas with homecoming this year. We got the Hall of Fame, two inductees going in, most recently Jim Davis, offensive lineman, and now is up at New Trier High School as a strength coach, and Steve Walton, who was up at Sterling High School as a teacher and administrator for some time and coaching there, and now retired, both football alums that are going in. We're excited to have them join the Hall of Fame.
All right, that'll be coming up next week, Illinois College, 1 o'clock kickoff at the No-Sure Bowl. Hopefully we'll have some pretty nice weather for that one coming up. All right, so the Prairie Fire at Grinnell tomorrow afternoon. All right. Well, let's move on to the rest of college football. There's a couple of pretty darn good matchups. One in the Southeast, and one I know you'll be happy. A really big matchup out west coming up tomorrow afternoon as well.
I'm too predictable, I think, at this point. You know, I like the certain teams I've been following and keeping a closer eye on than others. The game to hear and see tomorrow in the big leagues is number 2 Georgia going down to the Bayou at 13 LSU. Game kick is at 2:30. That's going to be a great game. If you ever have a chance to hear the head coach at LSU talk, I mean, just you need a good laugh. Just YouTube that guy, LSU football head coach, and you're going to hear some of the most it's hilarious. Ed Ogeron is his name. Hard to say Ogeron, but he has the accent, fits right into Louisiana culture, and he's got that thing going. He really has that thing going. This is a big game. Georgia's picked by 7. But at LSU in the Swamp, I don't think it's going to be that much. It's going to go down to the wire. This should be a really good game. It's a great matchup game.
So number 2, Georgia at number 13, LSU, 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Then before we get to the other big one that'll be out west, one matchup in the Big Ten that earlier this season, this was going to be a huge matchup, and it's still probably big, but much bigger now for Michigan State than it would have been earlier in the season.
Yeah, Michigan State, it just seemed like they've kind of blundered at the wrong times this season. You were kind of hoping they would be a little bit better. Penn State, we know it has a good team, and we saw that on TV last week. But this really should be Penn State's game all the way. But Michigan State, you know, they're sitting right now 3-2 in conference play, or 1-1 in conference play, 3-2 overall. I just don't think you're going to stop Penn State.
Number 3, Ohio State hosting Minnesota. Gophers having a decent season. They're 3-2, but you're going to the horseshoe, and good luck.
That's going to be a tough one for them. the other game that we were happy to see was Illinois last week over Rutgers. That was a needed win for the Illini. This is the other one that I talked about. It was from Rutgers and now Purdue. These are two games they got to win, and this might be the last shot they have at a better matchup game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the two winnable games, and they showed last week they could do it, and they got to do it again tomorrow with Purdue. All right, Damon Tomeo, Knox College head football coach, joining us each and every Friday morning during the football season to talk about the Prairie Fire, college football, NFL, which we'll get to. But big matchup out west, Pac-12. Man, this is going to be a good one.
It seems like the Pac-12 has kind of beat themselves up a little bit this year, and some of the talking heads are saying they might have knocked themselves out of the Final Four consideration. But a win here by Washington, number 7, is going to keep them in the conversation. I can't see them jumping up too many spaces this week unless LSU knocks off Georgia, and that'll push Georgia out of the conversation. But Washington should sit strong at 7, possibly sliding into 6 as the season progresses with the rest of their schedule. But their favorite 3.5, they got to go down. Or I should say, I'm sorry, go down like it's so far from Seattle to Central Oregon to Oregon to play in Oregon ranked number 17 in the country. So that game's going on at the same time as Georgia LSU. So I don't think it's going to get as much play as people are going to see, but set your TV, flip back and forth. I think you got two good games on tomorrow afternoon at 2:30.
And the biggest question always when Oregon's playing, what are the uniforms going to look like?
What are the uniforms going to be? They'll be different.
300-some combinations of different colors they have. All right, there's actually one other in the Big Ten that should actually be a really, really good matchup between number 12 and number 15.
The night game, I think the best game is the evening game, too. So you got the couple at 2:30 and then the one at 6:30. Wisconsin going to Michigan, the Big House. This is probably going to be for the Big Ten. You know, with Ohio State kind of sitting strong, we know Michigan's in the conversation. Penn State's now on the outside with the loss. Wisconsin in the West, though, is the team. So we'll see how this goes for Wisconsin. Watching Michigan play Northwestern the other week, not as impressive with Michigan. They finished the game, but Northwestern kept in there. So I'm kind of going with Wisconsin and what they're doing running the ball right now. I think Michigan's going to have some problems if they just line up with their tight ends and run it right at them.
Number one, Alabama. They got Mizzou, 3-2. Probably not necessarily much of a game there. Mizzou, they're struggling in the SEC. I mean, they struggled in the Big 12 at times, but now in the SEC, struggling even more.
Yeah, you think of the SEC right now, 14 teams in the SEC, and 8 of them are ranked in the top 25.
Yeah.
To put that in perspective, that's how good that conference is, arguably the best conference in the country from top to bottom. And the schools that are not ranked right now, Mizzou being one of them, South Carolina, Tennessee, those aren't schools you've never heard of. You know, Ole Miss, Arkansas, they can pop back in to the conversation. So it's Alabama, though, is the team. Alabama's only given up 61 points this season.
Wow.
That's disgusting. 6 games.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. So, you know, they still got some matchups coming up down the road that'll determine Alabama's fate. They kind of had a cruise in the middle part of their season. So they got Mizzou, Tennessee, and then it starts getting fun for them because they got the LSU and then Mississippi State game, and they finish with Auburn in the Iron Bowl.
I want to mention one other that's played out with your old neighborhood out west. USC, they're 3-2. Got number 19 Colorado coming in 5-0.
What's going on in Colorado right now? It is a great question because that is amazing to see. The Buffaloes are sitting 5-0 on the season, and they've just kind of snuck into it. Colorado State, win over their neighbor. Nebraska's down. New Hampshire, you know, they bought a win there. UCLA, everyone knows, is down now. Arizona State, so they haven't hit the meat of the schedule yet. They got USC, Washington. No, those would be the big test games for them. But at the end of the day, they're 5-0. And 5-0 is 5-0. I'd rather be 5-0 than 0-5. And therefore, they're on this national stage sitting at number 19. They are right now one of the 11 teams in the country that is still undefeated.
All right. Let's move on to the NFL. A guess here could be the game of the week on Sunday. With your Chicago Bears, and they're going to be in Miami to take on the Dolphins. Dolphins 3-2, Bears 3-1. That could be a pretty good matchup.
Absolutely. Both coming off of a bye week. Chicago should be prepared for this, as healthy as they're going to be at this point of the season. And Chicago is favored in this game, traveling, which is crazy to hear. 3.5-point favorites. That's right. Chicago Bears favored on the road.
They're finally seeing the light, I guess, the bookmakers, odds makers.
That's 3.5 points. That's it. Yeah. That's just form a sentence, and now they should say, you know, who should they put in the Hall of Fame? but, you know, it's good. Great to see that development there and what they're trying to do on offense. Running the ball, playing sound, giving Trubisky what he can do, and they're playing great defense. Like, they're, you know, the guy they picked up, he's not bad.
The team I never pick against no matter what, they're 3-2. They're playing a 5-0 team, but they're at home up in New England, the Patriots hosting the Chiefs.
That is the game that I think is probably the most interesting tomorrow, minus Chicago being favored. But Kansas City going to New England for the night game Sunday night, 7:20 on NBC. That should be a very good game. It's closer than you might think. I think New England is now kind of figuring out what they can do, and that one's going, and the Chiefs are sitting at 5-0. So crazy as it sounds, New England's favored in the game Kansas City's favored in the game by 3.5 points. So, but odds makers are picking New England to keep this one close. So,
I mean, how do you ever bet against New England no matter what? I mean, it's hard to.
No, you can't, and they're at home. When you're in Foxborough, they play so well there. This should be a good game. So I think lost my throat here. You guys talk all day. I'm not used to this. The Bears.
Got nothing better to do.
The noon game, you got the Bears on. But at the night game, Kansas City at New England, two very, very interesting games. The other one I think that might catch somebody's eyes, especially around here, is Green Bay. Green Bay on Monday night is going to be interesting because you got San Francisco coming to town, and Green Bay has to decide what they're going to do with this ball club this season. Sitting at 2-2 and the one tie, Green Bay's favored, but this is going to be a trap game for them. San Francisco's trying to get moving. They're 1-4, not having a great year, and this could be a game that Green Bay is going to feel bad about late in the day.
If they play like they did last week, good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck in that one.
Absolutely.
All right, NFL, anything else? Well, you got the Rams sitting at 5-0. They got the Broncos just 2-3. They're playing in Denver. I don't know.
Well, the other one I thought that was interesting, uh-huh, was the Chargers have to go to Cleveland.
Right.
Cleveland is 2-2-1 on the season. Wait, a second. Here we go.
Yeah.
2-2-1 on the season. And you want to get it one step further. Chargers are only favored by 1 point.
Wow.
At Cleveland.
Interesting. Yeah. Who'd have thunk that?
Right.
I mean, yeah. Especially after the first week, they were horrible. The Bills were horrible. The Lions were horrible. Bills sitting at 2-3, playing the 2-3 Texans this week. I mean, gosh, what in the world is going on?
That's how close the NFL game can be. Baker Mayfield's put a little bit of paddles of life back into the Cleveland fan base there. He's throwing the ball well. He's got energy on offense. He's completing the passes he should. They're not asking him, kind of like Trubisky, not asking him to do too much. And they're just trying to find a way to keep themselves in the game. I don't think Cleveland's making the playoffs this year, but to see them win 4, 5, 6 games is a huge step forward for that program.
Absolutely. All right. Galesburg Silver Streaks final Western Big Six game tonight. They host the Alleman Pioneers. Again, Alleman needs 2 wins to become playoff eligible. Streaks would like to spoil that. And another one after, hey, the performance they put, Streaks put on last Saturday. Look for them to go out and play well again tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, we're at that point in the season, 7 games in. These last 2 are really, really important for those teams that are trying to get playoff seeding. And, I try to dig into the stats because it's one of those things I enjoy doing. Galesburg has played against some really good competition. And in the Western Big Six, the opponent's win count for Galesburg right now, they are in the top position with 35 wins against. So they are in a good spot there. They played some tough teams. But at the end of the day, wins and losses matter. And this is going to be a tough game for the Silver Streaks. I wish them well as they finish out Alleman. And then they got Granite City. Don't know much about them. We'll have to do some digging into them.
Yeah, coming from down in the Metro East area, down by St. Louis. Yeah, I really don't know much about them either as far as football goes. There's good teams down in that area, but I don't know with them in particular kind of where they're sitting.
Yeah, for sure. The game that everyone's, at least on our campus, talking about, you got Stark County, Mid-County tonight. Big-time playoff implications on this game because both teams are sitting in that spot where they need one more win to really get themselves playoff eligible. Mid-County at 4-3, Stark County at 3-4. We'll see how that shakes out for them tonight. The other game, I think, the other team that's doing well continually in that conference, though, in Lincoln Trail, is Princeville. Mm-hmm. Continues to roll. Great season they're having. I can't see anybody knocking them out, and they're already qualified for the playoffs.
Rolled over Stark County last week, 49-0, had continuous clock in the second half of that one.
Yeah, and this, if anyone's going to challenge them, it's going to be right now tonight. They got Mercer at home.
Yep. All right. So there we go. Knox head coach Damon Tomeo, Grinnell Pioneers tomorrow afternoon on the road, 1 o'clock kickoff. Best of luck with that one, and safe travels to you and your crew.
Appreciate that. As I tell everybody, safe driving around tonight, but also dress warm. We got a cold one.
Absolutely. Damon, thanks so much.